listening to WFOD.
You're gifted, you're talented. God has much bigger plans for you in your life. Everything around you is going to change as soon as you change the things around you.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
How's it going?
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
What up?
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, 636-487-4263, or WFOD show on Skype. Boy, howdy, do we have a show planned for you.
We're awesome.
I have so many things to talk to you guys about. I did show Napier right before we got on air the situation going on next door.
Yeah.
I have these two youths that have a shed in their backyard full of bikes.
Now, are they collectible bikes? Like, are they, like, collectors? Like, where they go to, like, different auctions and say, like, oh, I know that one. That's an 83 Schwinn.
Napier. It's a couple of fellas running around the neighborhood jacking bikes. That's what's going on. His two boys, they got two pink bikes with white wheels.
Obviously.
Now, their parents didn't buy them those bikes.
So why did they have them?
That's a good question. That's the Detective Mike's on the case. Because there's an abundance of bikes. Now, I have a bike. I don't get out much riding, you know, and I'm not much of a bike rider, but I keep my bike in my garage. I worry about, you know, what's going on next door, because if they're stealing bikes, they're probably stealing other stuff too, right?
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily
true. And you have to wonder what's going on with the parents, because the parents have to know that there's seven bikes and only two children, and that they didn't buy the children bikes.
I imagine they're probably taking a cut.
You think they're taking a cut? Like, the kids, they go and get the bikes. And then if they get caught, they can be like, oh, man, you know, these kids, you know, it's so hard to keep track of them. But at the same time, like, then they can go turn around and sell the bikes. You think that's the situation we're working with here?
How much is a bicycle?
It's like $100, isn't it?
No, you can, like, the bikes that they're stealing, they're, I mean, 20
used
to
bikes.
40, yeah, 20 to 40 bucks.
So I'm thinking replacement value, though. I mean, you steal my bike, if I want to still have a bike, I got to go buy a new bike.
It's 100, yeah, that's at least $90.
Right. Yeah, but that's for a new bike.
Right. So these people are probably getting $20 to $40 per bike, but think about it. If all they're doing is taking a bike from a four-year-old who has, you know, its pink and white tires, it's probably not very time-consuming of a job for them to just jack this bike. That's a pretty easy $20.
So they're just finding bikes, like, on the sides of houses or like, parked out front, and they're just bringing them to their bike shed.
Yep.
And then what are they – do you think they paint them? It's a whole operation, or you think they sell as is? Because I would think that if somebody stole my bike, I would I'd file. See, that's the other thing.
What about a scrap area?
Nobody files police reports around here. They just because they don't trust the police, and so if their bike gets stolen, then they just go buy a new bike.
Probably for $20
from the guy who stole it.
Yeah, maybe there's just like a swap. Like, it's just an unannounced thing. Like, there's this one guy who goes around and collects the bikes every so often, and you pay him $20 to rent somebody else's
bike. And so then you go on the black market to replace your bike, and you see a bike that looks really familiar, and you just say, well, that's probably my bike, but I'm not going to call the police. I'll just buy my bike back. Because, I mean, like, that's the way the Wild West works. If they stole my bike fair and square, I just got to give them $20 to get my bike back.
And, hey, for an extra $5, what's your daughter's name? Marissa? Oh, I can sell you one of these personalized license plates. It says Marissa right on it. $5.
It just so happens I have a bike right out back, Dremeled Melissa right into the frame. Total coincidence, just picked it up this week.
Guys, last week was an historic show. We did talk quite a bit about the hip-hop, you know, with the hamburger helper meal. We had hamburger helper for dinner tonight because we were inspired.
Ooh, what flavor?
The four cheese lasagna, Travis. Oh, I believe that's the only one really of note. I think
you can't go wrong with four cheese.
They make other ones so that you don't think they're a one-trick pony, but nobody buys the other flavors. They buy four cheese lasagna. That's the only game in town.
It's really good.
And what are you going to do? Just buy lasagna when four cheese lasagna is right next to it? No.
What about beef stroganoff?
No. You buy the lasagna. You buy hamburger helper lasagna. But what I was getting at, what I wanted to tell you, is that we did get a voicemail message.
That's a voicemail, rare. You say?
We got a voicemail message regarding our hamburger helper conversation last week. Would you guys like to hear it?
I've been begging people to send voicemails for a long time.
Okay, so here's the voicemail that we got. It's a week late, but here it is, right?
Yeah.
Yo, listen, I'm leaving a voicemail here. I heard that shit last week. You guys were promoting that hamburger helper shit and their beats. It's nonsense. We've been in the studio for 6 months cranking out some of the best jams you ever heard. That hamburger helper shit was written over the course of a weekend with some inferior rappers. That inferior product, that's inferior rapper. Listen. This is MC Ricerani, okay? Ricerani's here to set the record straight about our product and our music. You don't need no cancer beef for Ricerani. That shit takes longer to cook. It's good for you. It's good. You know, try making that hamburger helper shit without meat. What are you left with? You got some shitty-ass noodles. Bullshit. Fucking hamburger helper. You're promoting that? That's what you promote on this program? Hamburger helper beats? Fucking nonsense. We've been cultivating our product in San Francisco for more years than you've been around. All right, hamburger helper?
Word.
Anybody can throw some shit in with some fucking meat and they can call that a product? Yeah, 10 for $10? Is that what you sell that shit for? You know why? Because it's some dried ass noodles, a cup of dried ass noodles, and some fucking garlic powder. What is that? Is that beef stroganoff? No, it ain't beef stroganoff. It's Ricerone, you know what you're getting. You're getting Ricerone. Okay? It's in the title. Hamburger helper, what are you selling? What are you helping that hamburger to do? Not be fucking hamburger anymore? Yeah, eat that shit? You feed that shit to your kids, I hope they die. Mad cow disease. Fucking cans of beef? You know what they do? They're injecting that shit with antibiotics.
Cans of beef or
that's
cancer
right, antibiotics, because these cows got cancer. You're feeding cancer. That I go off on this shit all day. I'm going to just drop some rhymes
Somebody's
on me real
been
quick.
Watching too much.
I ain't got no beat here with me.
Change.
I'm going to do this freestyle. You got it. Listen up. Rossaroni taking dry foods to the next level. Bringing the bass and the treble. Dump out the box and wait 20. Got your whole fam? There'll be plenty. Trust us. We know what we're doing. Those other dry pastas be fooling. Hamburger helper is fucking baloney. You know you gotta get that Rice-a-roni. They call me Rice-a-roni, bitch, that's right. I won't keep you up with diarrhea all night. Rice-a-fucking-roni, don't act like you don't know me. Rice-a-fucking-roni, go tell your homies. Burger helper ain't got these varieties. Burger helper ain't got fiber like these. Coming at you as a side or a full meal, cheap as fuck, so you ain't gotta steal. San Francisco treat giving you something to eat. You don't need to add the meat. Get the word out on the street. It takes twice as long for my side dish than your meal. That's how you know I served the real deal. I'm out.
Wow. that was long-winded for a voicemail.
Rather.
But
I guess somebody had something to say.
His message was received loud and clear. Rice-a-roni.
I wonder how Hamburger Helper is going to come back with their rap battle.
Got a voicemail from Rice-a-roni, Travis.
Rice-a-roni. I think this is the start of the boxed food wars. Next thing you know, you're going to hear something from Las Vegas that the Hamburger Helper glove was shot dead in his Escalade.
Oh, shit. Him and... Oh, I didn't work too quick off the fly there, did I? What's another boxed dinner that would fit?
Ramen noodles.
See, I started the sentence. I was like, oh, I'll surely have something by the time I need it.
By the
mind
time
just
I,
went,
by the time I get to this point in the
oh,
sentence,
Kraft Dennis.
I have thought of something.
Kraft Dennis instead of Kraft Dinner. He's from Canada.
Maybe Val Vita. So, next week, Drunk won't be here. The week after that, Drunk is going to have stories from his trip, and it'll also be Drunk's last episode for a really long time. So what I was thinking was, next week, we should do the Hollywood Fantasy Draft for May, June, and July. And then the week after that, we should probably do Napier's Sexy Storytime for the ladies, I think. For Napier or Drunk's last episode, I feel like that would be the way to go, is to end on a sexy story.
Well, he needs to leave that lasting impression that tides people over for those handful of months, I think.
Right. So I think that's the plan. Next week, we're going to do the draft. The Furnacast will not be joining us because they were kicked the fuck out.
Bye-bye.
I did.
That's kind of mean to say to our friends.
I did invite the Passersby podcast to join the Hollywood Fantasy League.
One of my favorites.
Do you mean that, Travis?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about the Bruce Springsteen thing?
He said, I will not play in that Carolina state.
The North Carolina, they passed a law. And I mean, I imagine this probably isn't the people. This is, you know, some...
Just the people they elected.
But what they did is they passed a law about what bathroom the trannies can make toilet in. And I guess they were... How many transsexual people are there? Like, why are we passing laws about where they make toilets?
I think we're talking about transgender people.
Same
difference. A transgender, that's like a guy who dresses up like a lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
or a lady that dresses up like a guy. We can't discriminate.
And like what bathroom they make toilet in? Like who cares? There's so few of them that it seems like a waste of time to argue about which bathroom they should poop in.
And
yeah, that we would have to actually make a law to discriminate against them for what bathroom they use. Who
and
gives a shit?
For the most part, they try to pass themselves off as the other gender. If they're doing an okay job of it, you probably won't be able to tell anyway.
Right.
Right.
I mean, like, and who's, like, really socializing? Like, what do you really think is going to happen? Like, if a guy dressed up like a lady goes into the bathroom. I mean, like, if a guy dressed up like a lady, like, wants to rape you or something, he can find ways to do it.
And he doesn't do it in the bathroom.
And if he's in the mood for rape, then he's probably not obeying the laws anyway. And so passing a law about where he can poop doesn't really make a fucking difference, because rape's on his mind. And that's a law too, because rape is bad.
Well, of course, but
almost the worst, I would say.
In some places, that the transgender folks, they can use the same locker rooms. What would you think about a locker room where, you know, dudes could just go in there?
Who cares?
Some ladies do.
Well, okay, like a transgender dude dressed up like a lady has to go shit in the men's room. Like, he walks in there dressed up like a lady into the men's room, that's going to cause way more of a stir, right?
Well, that's the thing. You're not looking at other people's genitals while you're, you know, dropping a deuce.
Right. You don't pay attention to anybody when you're in there. I'm not going to talk to anybody while I'm going to the bathroom. You leave me the fuck alone.
You know, the most...
I'm not going in there to be social.
The most awkward time of my life, I was in the bathroom, and... the stall next to me didn't have any toilet paper, so I, you know, I went to that stall first. Like, oh, there's no shit paper in here. I'm going to go to the one next door to it. So I go to the one next door to it, and somebody runs in there and just starts shitting immediately before I can tell them, hey, there's no toilet paper
would
in there.
Would you tell them?
Yeah.
You would? You'd be like, hey, man, no toilet paper in there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't want to talk
to
anybody.
No, then they're going
to
scream, like, somebody get me some toilet paper. And they know that I'm next to them. They can see my fucking feet.
So what are you going to do? Pass them some squares under the stall?
I rolled up a big bunch of toilet paper, like wrapped it around my hand, and then just shot it over the top.
And that was after you had the conversation?
No, that was after he decided to just massively shit all over this toilet.
But, like, unspoken, you just threw a bunch of toilet paper over?
No, like, when he was opening the door, I was saying, hey, man, there's no toilet paper in there. Before I got the sentence out,
there was dookie flying.
Yeah, his pants were already off, and he was just shitting into that toilet.
But, I mean, like, if I go shit in a ladies' room.
Yeah.
Like, would somebody call the police, and would the police come... and arrest me for shitting in a lady's room?
The worst you're going to get is some dirty looks.
Yeah, maybe you'll probably get some dirty
looks. What
are
you doing in here?
Is a lady silhouette on a door enforceable by law? I mean, if I need to shit somewhere and there's a toilet and I go shit in the toilet and I don't bother anybody, I didn't expose myself to anybody. I just shit in a toilet that happened to have a silhouette of a lady. Stop signs in parking lots, Napier.
It was not enforceable by law, but now it is, and hence the law in North Carolina. It was never enforceable, and now it is.
Well, apparently this one isn't either.
Is it enforceable in North Carolina for me to go shit in a lady's room as a man? Or is it if I'm a transsexual man and I go...
Only if you're wearing a wig are they able to arrest you.
So if I'm trying to pass myself
one.
Off as a lady and I shit in a lady's room,
but
then
if you're straight up just like, I'm a dude, you're fine.
Pretty much from what I gather from the law, at least what I've read online from other people, it's basically just, it's a law, you know, with quotes in it. It's like a guideline that says people with vaginas use the women's restroom. People with dicks use the men's restroom.
But like your lifetime.
Yeah.
In your entire existence, how many transsexual people have you seen? Like
that I know of.
That you said, oh, I bet that's a man dressed up like a woman.
Well, no transsexual person is going to introduce themselves to you in a casual conversation as, hey, I used to be a man. Nobody does that.
Right.
Okay. They're gonna tell you they're a lady,
so
they're gonna tell you a guy.
If they don't pass as one, then how would they ever get caught?
Well, you're talking about the ones that can't pass.
I want to know who's going to jail for pooping in the wrong bathroom.
Nobody.
Like, what's the fine? Is there a fine? Do you have to go pick up trash on the highway?
No.
What happened? What's the punishment?
The punishment is everybody looks at you like you're a dumbass.
Do they call the police and the police come out and say, excuse me, ma'am, but can you go poop in the men's room?
No, nobody's going to interrupt your shitting.
Yeah, by the time you shit and get out, I mean, the police don't respond very quickly. So what's the point of the law then?
To shame people that are transgender.
Into what?
Into not being happy with themselves.
yeah. Into murdering themselves because their life is terrible because people are trying to shame them all
the time.
Yeah,
God, I can't believe there's a law about which toilet I can poop in.
Yeah, that's it's pretty much just that. It's just them shitting on people who are, you know, a harmless minority that don't really, you know, really do anything other than exist.
And that's exactly right. It's like, just to hurt people for the sake of hurting people.
Hey, these people exist, and baby Jesus cries when they're around me. So you know what? I would like a law that says they can't shit near my vicinity.
You get your tranny shit away from me.
I worked for the last 13 to 14 weeks on this bill about people with dicks shitting into the wrong hole.
We're stacking lady shits in here. And that ties into the Amy Schumer thing. Did you see what's going on with Amy Schumer?
Is she
apparently in Glamour magazine, they had an issue devoted to plus size women.
Is she that plus sized anymore? She's losing
weight.
She got
pissed off because they called her plus size, didn't she?
Well, yeah, she got pissed off that they called her plus size.
Is she plus
size in the plus size issue? Well, I would say she says that she goes between a 6 and an 8, which I think might be being generous.
Rather generous.
I mean, she's a bigger gal. I would say as far as the people who are typically in Glamour magazine, if you were doing an issue on people that are bigger than women who are typically in Glamour magazine, she should be included in that. But
she's not skinny.
The thing about it is the way that she worded her complaint about the plus size issue and her being included in it is she seemed to be saying, oh, well, those other fatties should be in it, but they shouldn't be calling me plus size. I mean, if girls see pictures of me and thinks that's plus size, that's pretty fucked up because I'm not plus size. I mean, Adele, she's plus size, but not me. No, no.
You know what I do like about the hockey jerseys? They don't come in large, extra large. They come with a number, and then if you're that size, like let's say you're me and you're morbidly obese, you would get a plus. If you're somebody like you, who's like a regular sized person, you would just get like a size 58. But because I have tits and a stomach that looks like a big uniboob, I get a little plus next to my outfit.
So you're plus sized.
Yeah, I'm plus size because literally a regular size jersey won't fit around my tits.
I mean, I'm a big fella. I can fit in an extra large, but I feel much more comfortable in a 2X.
Do you have rolls to hold up your other rolls? Because your body has to adapt to how fat the first one is.
No. I mean, I got a gut on me, but I wouldn't say it's like, you know, out of control.
Do you have tits to hold up your other tits?
I don't. No, I just have one set of tits.
And how about your back tits? Do you have back tits?
Would you consider yourself plus sized?
I haven't gotten that second fat roll yet. It's still pretty firm.
It's firm?
Yeah.
And Travis, he's a fairly skinny guy.
Like beer belly firm.
Travis, like, works out and stuff.
Nah, I struggle with the weight. I'm an XL guy. I got a big belly, mostly because I drink a bunch of alcohol.
But what I'm saying is, I believe that the Amy Schumer isn't concerned about what girls think. I think Amy Schumer is concerned about what people think of her, is all I'm saying. And she's protesting about being included in a plus-size issue, but she's a bigger gal.
So why is she concerned at all? She's out there talking about how she feels so comfortable with herself and she's not worried about how people categorize her. Why even comment?
Oh, she is a rather touchy person. You know how she makes jokes about how she likes dick?
Yeah, but then if somebody says, oh, you like dick, she's like, how dare you?
Yeah, she does that shit.
Yeah, I based 10 years of my act on the fact that I'm a complete slut, but if you call me that.
She's one of those girls that, like, you know, says, oh, you know, I'm more like one of the guys. I don't play those head games like girls, you know. I'm cool like that. I'm not like your typical girl, you know. I'm not sensitive or anything, which they end up being more sensitive than anyone.
Yeah, if that's the first thing that they're talking about with how they are as ladies.
Isn't that code for I fuck on the first date? That's what that means, right? All that code word, like, yeah, we can fuck after the first date, cool.
But personally, the Bruce Springsteen thing, I think, at the same time, I'm kind of like, you know, okay, it is a stupid law, and I agree with you for kind of be. Wouldn't it be better to actually show up and get all of your fans in front of you and then talk about how shitty it is instead
of... Yeah, that's
See,
what
because what happens is, what happens ultimately is all of the fans are going to go get their refunds for their tickets. But Ticketmaster still makes the money on the ticket printing fee, and they're not getting their surcharge back. They'll get the face value of the ticket, but they're out all those fees, and Ticketmaster made their money. So the only people you're fucking is the people who paid to go see you.
But, hey, Mike, but he's taking a stand.
Yeah.
Mike, I want to tell you a sentence that's never been spoken ever. I really hate queers, but, you know, I really like Bruce Springsteen. That sentence has never been said. Who is he really getting angry at and pissing off other than people who buy his music? Nobody who is his fan also doesn't like the queers.
Yeah. I don't know. Guys, I guess we're going to do a break. Travis, is there anything that you would like the people to know before we go on break about our sponsor?
My wife loved it.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Guys, when was the last time you surprised your lady with something really different? Something that will make her as happy as flowers, but frankly, more exciting. Try Enclosed. Enclosed is like a flower of the month, but instead, your lady's surprised with luxury panties. Yes, I said panties! And these aren't just your usual cotton numbers, but Enclosed sends super high-end panties delivered in awesome packaging surrounded by rose petals. My wife loved Enclosed! You pick how many months of these sexy panties she gets. And Enclosed customizes your gift, even giving you a 100% size guarantee. You cannot mess this up. So next time you're looking to romance her or need a Mother's Day, an anniversary, or a date night gift, go to http://www.enclosedlingerie.com/WFOD. Enter the WFOD at checkout to get $25 off a multi-month order. That's enclosedlingerie.com/WFOD.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Sucking on a switchblade, whispering in my ear, but I cannot hear what you say. Your mama should have loved you, but I know she's an animal. Even if she loves you, she's riding with her hands full.
He said, what did you say? Was it 15 babies kids?
Yeah, I asked you how the evening was. Like, good. Yeah, almost hit like 15 baby kids.
You did what you could.
Is it summertime yet? Don't they have school?
I know, and they're all like on bicycles, which I'm sure none of them purchased.
Welcome to the show, Drunk. You found all you need. We're getting a little salty here in the halftime show.
Woo!
Yeah. Walked into the bathroom, sucking on a switchblade.
Mike, dead air.
Hey, welcome back. Phone number to contact show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Drunk, let us know. And Napier, by the way, good job on that read, buddy.
That was an excellent read.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. You get an A for enthusiasm. I can definitely tell you that.
Oh, my God. I'm the next Billy Mays. I'm going to be selling panties like, whoa.
You and Sully.
What did Drunk say? That he almost hit 15 Bebe's kids on the way here? Can you get Bebe's Kids on DVD?
You can get that on
Blu-ray.
That
was a great movie. Anyway,
I watched the shit out of that movie when I was little. I thought it was fun as fuck.
I got a complaint about calendars.
What kind of calendars?
See, we're making the back bedroom into kind of an office area.
Yeah.
You know, like pay bills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to buy a calendar.
Does that mean you're getting rid of all your DVDs?
No. A DVD room stays a DVD room, but we're making the room some kind of functionality other than just the DVDs, right?
Gotcha.
So we got a desk, and we were going to put up a calendar on the wall. But you can't go buy a calendar that doesn't start in January.
Well, no, they wouldn't just make random month calendars.
But they make themselves so obsolete. It's stupid. It's like, if you need a calendar, then you're buying a calendar that you can only use for half of the amount that they put in there.
Yeah, most people buy calendars before the next year starts.
But
yeah.
Travis, there's times all year long that people need to go buy calendars.
Why the calendar business is booming, because
the calendar
business isn't
doing as good as it could do, though. Because how many people walk by and say, "Well, fuck that, I'll wait till January. This is bullshit.
I'm not
buying a calendar that I tear 4 months out of right off the bat."
Do you know how long
I kind of feel like if you need a calendar, you're going
to
buy it. It's not an impulse buy. Like,
what do you mean how long it takes
to make
a calendar? You print out 12 pages with numbers on it,
you
send it to Walmart.
You got to have the pretty pictures.
Okay, you have pretty pictures. What I'm saying is the calendar industry probably works really hard in like the last couple months of the year. And then what, do they go on vacation for 8 months?
They work harder than me.
The calendar business just ran year round, and just every couple of months they start making the calendars that start in March.
You know what you need?
Why is that so fucking difficult?
You need one
because
of those.
They're going to throw away a lot of product that nobody's going
to
buy.
They don't have to make as much. They make calendars that start in March, and they make calendars that start in June, and they make calendars that start in August, and they just roll the calendars.
Mike, you know
what they're
going to
do? They're going to make those calendars, but they're just going to eliminate those first couple of months and not add the next couple of months for the next year.
But what they do is they have the calendar stores at the mall that they open for like 3 months, and then like they get rid of all that shit in there and just throw it out the door.
Or you could buy a cell phone.
Or they put it on clearance.
They keep their calendars in there. Yeah, they put them on clearance. So they keep majority of the year. So if you need a calendar, you fucking beat all those guys who bought it in December. You just have to throw away 3 months of the year.
You guys aren't behind the rolling calendar idea?
No.
How much is a calendar? Fine with throwing away 4 months of a calendar as soon as you buy it? As soon as you take it out of the plastic,
I've never bought a calendar in April. So.
You're tossing a quarter of it right out the goddamn window.
Here's what you need. You need to get one of those marker board calendars.
Everybody keeps saying stuff about you have a phone. Yeah, I understand that. But I want to put important dates on my wall so that I look at it and say, oh, those are the important dates.
That's why you need a marker board calendar.
Or a big thing of sticky notes.
I'm trying to help the calendar industry.
I have a feeling that if Mike used sticky notes for his important things, he'd end up looking like the Zodiac Killer by the time he was done.
I don't feel like that would help the calendar industry, though.
How does it not help the calendar industry? I make them matter all year long instead of just for a few months at the end of the year.
So how many March-to-March calendars should I print? Because nobody buys a fucking calendar in March.
You may do a little bit more. Be a little bit wasteful the first year, but then you kind of figure it out, and then you adjust for the next year.
I feel like you're pissing away money that way.
Drunk, if you make 1 million 2016 calendars,
mm-hmm.
and you're selling them from January 2016 to December 2016, mm-hmm. when are you going to sell the most calendars?
You don't sell them in January.
Probably around like Christmas time, right? November, December, people are like, well, fuck, it's almost 2016. I need to go buy a calendar, right? And then what do you do the rest of the year? You just sit on your dick and wait for 2017?
But why do you spend all this money to print more calendars that start in March or April or May?
Besides the point, most calendar companies are not just calendar companies. They make many other products like notebooks and shit.
Aaron Dippity in the chat says marker board calendars suck. You'd use it for a couple of months, then stop doing it. That's exactly right. That's fucking exactly right. You're not going to get it out and change all the numbers and keep that up. You know, you flip the page.
Would you like me to buy you a calendar, Mike?
I bought a calendar, Drunk.
How much did you spend?
It was like $4 or $5.
So yeah, how much? Like, so you're mad about wasting 50 cents, fucking throwing away fucking 4 months?
You've just saved yourself like 75% by buying it right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have bought it last year, it would have been more.
So no, guys, it's wasteful. I just threw away 4 months for no reason.
What kind of
but you would have paid more if you got it on time. If you got it on time, it wouldn't have been that, you know, 15, 20% off. It would have been full price.
No, it wasn't on sale. That's what it was.
Bullshit.
So what kind of calendar is it?
They're not charging you full $4 for a fucking calendar. That ain't full price.
What?
What kind of calendar is it?
It's just like a big one that you can write on.
Oh, yeah. You got a bargain on that thing, dude. $4.
Yeah, dude, you made out.
Yeah, you did good.
I didn't. I wasted like 3 or 4 months.
Mine has frogs on it.
It's every month it's a different frog?
It is.
Mike, what you need to do is you need to donate to the ASPCA, and they will send you free calendars for the rest of your life.
That's what I do with address labels.
Yep.
I sign up to donate to a bunch of charities, and then they send me stuff to donate to their charities, and then they send me address
labels. So can we start a wheelbarrow full of dicks calendar?
Well, like the 12 months of drunk?
Or, you know, Napier sexy poses. Or...
dress up like a sexy fireman.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Harry Morbidly Obese October.
But then it would have to roll. We would have to do like an October through October calendar.
You know, no, I'm going to take your idea one step further in that every month, if you sign up for our service, it's like a loot crate. But we'll send you one page of a calendar. So you decide how many pages of this calendar you want.
And then if it's like Aaron Dippity says with the marker calendar and you don't continue to use it and you don't want to keep getting it.
This is a calendar. Yeah, exactly. If you don't want to keep getting it, then you stop subscribing.
See,
but I like
when we brainstorm and just don't automatically shit on my ideas, guys. See, because now we're sending them a page every month for their calendar and every... 30th or 31st, you get something in the mail and you say, oh, a new month is beginning. This is a joyous day. I got mail from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Oh, look, Napier's dressed up like a sexy kitty cat.
And here's the real deal. If you sign up right now, we will send you 10 months for a penny as long as you agree to purchase the other 2 months at full price. Currently $14.99 a piece.
Okay, so you buy 2 months at $14.99, and then we'll give you 10 more months
for a penny.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal. Yeah.
So it's like, what was that old subscription service for CDs back in the 90s?
It's not like Columbia House, Napier. It's completely different.
Columbia House sold CDs.
We're selling calendar pages.
I like all these monthly subscription things because it's like, you know, you pay to get a surprise in the mail. It's like you're buying yourself a present, but you don't know what it is. You're surprising yourself.
Is there a dildo one where you can subscribe for dildos?
The monthly dildo of the month?
Yeah.
I would almost guarantee you that adamandeve.com probably has something like that set up.
Like, man, August really blew me out.
I'm going to put that one on the mantle.
We are sponsored this week, which is kind of exciting. So be sure to go to that website that we talked about during the break because, you know, that's our own. It's kind of neat because you go to the landing page and, like, they have, like, some kind of algorithm that has, like, our information on it. So it's like, you know, their website, but it's custom tailored. Like it says, as heard on the WFOD podcast. And at one point it says, like, this is just like Mike said. And it's like,
yeah,
whoa.
Notice how it's got only Mike's name on it, too, by the way.
Well, that's because my name's on the email.
The page is glorious just for all the camel toes. I mean, there's
a good amount of camel toes. But that sponsorship's pretty exciting, right? That's one of those monthly... Yep. Subscription boxes too. You get wonderful, wonderful panties in the mail.
If you want to, you can just sign up for the month of like when Valentine's Day hits, when Mother's Day hits, and Mother's Day hits.
And the thing is, you can actually do. They let you see the panties before you order them.
I don't think so. I think it's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Well, nice. With Loot Crate, you can say, "Well, I don't want. I only want this month. I don't want Star Wars."
Drunk sees some links in the chat. He's pretty excited about. There's a dildo of the day.
Dildo of the day. Hell
dildo
yeah.
of the month club. We're clicking links on the podcast, guys.
That is good radio.
Well, that's a mouth right there, ain't it?
$600 is too much to pay for a dildo.
But you're
a dildo every day,
I feel like that's you get 365 dildos. That's like $1.50 per dildo.
Dildo of the month. You get a dildo every month.
It says dildo of the day.
I like Drunk's math on that, by the way.
It is a little bit more than $2 a day.
Yeah, I mean, the cost of plastic alone.
For wonderful, for the, wonderful for dildos.
For the cost of your Starbucks coffee every day.
Put this in your cup.
For two McChickens, you can get a dildo.
McPick two.
Napier, what do you got this week? Anything?
Not really. Aww. It's the playoffs are starting for hockey.
Are you excited about that?
We're playoffs?
The Blues are playing the Blackhawks. That's a good matchup to get in the first round, right?
Yeah, it's great to see who the Blues are going to lose to the first round every year is, too. It comes out all the time at the exact same time.
Travis, are you looking forward to the NHL playoffs?
No.
Hey, Mike, remember when the Blues won the President's Trophy?
Yeah.
And then they lost in the first round?
Yeah.
Remember when they won the Western Conference?
Yeah.
And then they lost in the first round?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We didn't win shit this year. Guess where we're going to end up? Out in the first round!
Don't you think that maybe we're a sleeping giant?
No, because then we'd have to get past the first round.
No, but they'll expect that.
No. They will.
We're laying low in the weeds.
You know, Napier, how you can cheer your team up to get further in the playoffs.
You should be optimistic.
And also, how about you send your favorite player panties every month? EnclosedLingerie.com/WFOD.
Mike, there was a time when I was optimistic. Remember when that year we got Wayne Gretzky? And it was in the third round. We were in the Western Conference Finals for the Stanley Cup.
And then he coughed that puck up to Steve Yzerman, and Steve Yzerman scored from the blue line on John Casey to end the series. Yeah.
Was that when Michael Jordan went to the Wizards? Were you expecting a lot?
No.
Nothing like that, Travis.
But I was expecting a lot because it was Wayne Gretzky, and he was on my favorite team in my hometown. And what does he do? He gives the puck to the best player on the other team while they shoot on our worst goalie.
Speaking of Wayne Gretzky, really the Wayne Gretzky of rock and roll, the Steve Miller Band, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past
year. Speaking of that, Steve Miller owes me money.
You're talking about Steve Miller, the drug dealer, not Steve Miller, the Joker. The Joker, the smoker, the midnight toker.
He either owes me a fucking however much money I gave him or a quarter pound, one or the other.
You're talking about Steve Miller, the drug dealer.
Yes.
You know there's a Steve Miller rock and roll musician.
Yes.
They're not the same guy.
Some people call him Maurice.
Yeah.
Woo, woo.
Yeah.
Who called him Maurice?
I don't know.
I always called him the High Life.
Steve Miller also owes me money for inflicting all of that pain on my eardrums for all of these years.
So Steve Miller was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past weekend, and he wasn't too happy about it.
Why? That's a big honor.
Apparently, it's just a big it's a big scam, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Why is it a scam?
You know, really, most of them are. Like, what's the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
It's just like a couple of nerds that started an award show and, like, tricked famous people into coming and hanging out with them in the guise of them giving them awards, right? So, I mean, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, but the Oscars are bullshit, too. It's just Hollywood people giving each other awards.
But apparently, the Steve Miller Band did not get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Steve Miller himself.
Steve Miller proper?
Yeah, Steve Miller was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And him and his wife were given tickets. And he said, hey, you know, can I bring, like, my daughter? And they said, yeah, but that's going to be $25,000 for an extra seat.
What?
He's like, well, yeah, what about my band? I mean, can my band come to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I mean, like, my band helped me make all this music, right? And they're like, hey, it'd be $25,000 if anybody else is coming other than you and your wife.
So the guy that they're inducting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has to pay to bring people to see him inducted?
Him and his wife. Can come.
So he gets a plus one.
Yeah, he gets a plus one. And none of his band is invited. Fuck them.
Does he also have to choose chicken or beef 8 months ahead of time?
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, your shitty cousin's wedding that you don't
really
see. I'm
pretty sure he's going with the fish, actually.
But, yeah, no, so he was very vocal about his displeasure with the way that they were treated, as I would imagine you would be. Because, I mean, ultimately, it's just a scam. I mean, the museum is just bullshit. And like, they trick you into coming by giving you this prestigious honor, but really it doesn't mean anything. It's like the MTV Movie Awards were last night. And there was like 15 celebrities there, and all 15 of them at one point or another won an award. And like, there was never a situation where somebody won an award that wasn't there.
Well, that's how they base like the MTV Movie Awards and those kind of ones. Those are absolutely based on who will show up.
Right.
Like if you will show up, we will give you an award.
But like there was two categories that Ryan Reynolds and Chris Pratt were up against each other. And, like, each one of them won once. So it's like, oh, Chris Pratt won, like, Best Action Star, but Ryan Reynolds won Best Comedy Star. And, like, they were both up in the category, but only one of them won each time. And actually, they weren't even, like, in the audience and, like, acted surprised and came out. Like, they had elaborate entrances for each one of them when they came out to accept their award.
Pre-planned themed Chris Pratt music for him to accept his award that he knew he was getting 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like Ryan Reynolds won for like best comedic performance, and like a chorus of Deadpools came out and did a choreographed dance number while Salt and Peppa came out and sang Shoop.
Well, that's the only part that they're actually going to play on the little clip shows for YouTube.
So,
and it absolutely is making the rounds.
It was an entertaining program. It was a lot of fun, but at the same time, it was just so silly that we have a competition where everybody wins an award, and it's all just to get them to come. I think that we ought to just start sending out emails to potential guests and stuff, saying that we want to bestow upon them a award. And they have to come onto the podcast to accept it.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, wait, I got Tom Hanks's publicist's email address. Me and her have corresponded back and forth. They're like, hey, we would like to give Tom Hanks the WFOD Memorial Award for Excellence in Acting. And he has to come on to accept it, or else we're giving it to somebody else.
We'll give it to Colin Hanks, motherfucker.
But aren't most award shows just complete bullshit? The Oscars are bullshit. Golden Globes are bullshit. The Sundance Film Festival is bullshit.
But I think an award show only matters if they're willing to give awards to people whether they show up or not.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, like, I just think that the MTV Awards should have just given the award to the most worthy person, and, like, if it wasn't one of the five celebrities there, they should have just given it to Leonardo DiCaprio anyway and said, I'm sorry, Ryan Reynolds, you did come, that was nice of you, but Leonardo DiCaprio won.
He would say, then why the fuck am I
even
here?
Anymore, I think you have about two award shows that have any kind of integrity anymore, and I'm going to say it's the Independent Spirit Awards, which is an excuse for the celebrities to show up and get hammered. But
is that the one that they only give to black people?
No, that's the other kind of nice. No, it's not.
That's like the
one on IFC. Like, everybody shows up and gets drunk, and it seems like they're legitimately receiving these awards. The other one,
I'm getting Spirit mixed up with Soul.
Yeah, you are. It's not the BET Awards. Okay. The final one. And I think it's never lost its integrity, and it's stayed true to itself this whole time, even in the world of advertising, is the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. They're still sliming people.
And that's voted on by the kids.
The kids are voting for that shit.
Is the kids in quotes, and that's actually the name of their marketing research team?
Maybe my next door neighbors are making like an award show where they give you a bike as a prize.
maybe the dad is like a welder, and he's like making welding art out of like bikes that
you gotta have metals to do that.
Yeah, I mean, how do you
weld them together to make some art?
You know what you can't weld together? Wood, rocks.
Oh boy, Travis.
Yeah,
bring us home, man.
I'd like to bring you home with a little quote from Steve Miller about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I'm Steve Miller now. this whole industry fucking sucks. And this little get-together you guys have here is like a private boys' club, and it's a bunch of jackasses and jerks and fucking gangsters and crooks who've fucking stolen everything from a fucking artist, telling the artist to come out here and fucking tap dance. End quote. I'm Travis again.
Oh. That was pretty good.
So, did they buy him tap shoes specifically for his Hall of Fame induction?
Dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah, NWA said, yeah, we're not going to perform. we're just not going to.
No thanks, guys.
Yeah, no thanks. You know, whatever.
Also, they don't perform rock and roll.
No, they would be not very good at it. But NWA is so hot right now.
So why is this? I mean, like, it's a marketable thing to have those guys up on a stage right now.
Why? Because it's 1987?
And that's all it really is. It's a show. It's getting people to pay attention to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Was Deep Purple put on the back burner for probably too long? Sure. But who really gives a shit about Deep Purple? Nobody.
Probably the people who, you know,
people
enjoy
who
Deep Purple.
Recently learned how to play the guitar.
Right. I don't
the first song everyone learns on guitar is Smoke on the Water.
I don't necessarily think that four chords makes you a Hall of Fame band, but I guess some people think so.
You don't think Deep Purple is
for the worthy? for the bum bum bum. Yeah, what else did they do besides that?
I mean, that's pretty good though, right?
Yeah, but it's four
iconic
chords.
Though.
So your calendar with frogs, did you pick that out? Do you like frogs?
I helped my lady pick it out.
She likes frogs.
I wanted the national park calendar.
It has scenic pictures of parks?
Yes.
But you compromised on frogs?
Yes.
Were you buying your calendars, Dollar General?
No, is that some bookstore at the mall during Christmas time?
So your options at a bookstore
So you and your lady are walking around the mall, you're holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, it's December. We're going to need a calendar soon. Let's go into this calendar store.
Well, yeah, we were Christmas shopping. We got calendars for other people for Christmas and whatnot. So.
You buy calendars as Christmas gifts?
Oh, well, it was her parents.
That's a sensible gift to buy someone for Christmas. A calendar. Everyone's going to need one, right?
I'm going to make a calendar to uplift fat people. It'll have nothing but pandas and hippos.
Like
and
her mom
elephants.
Really likes birds, so we got her a bird calendar.
A calendar with birds. Yeah. Makes sense. And while you were there, you said, hey, we should get a calendar for us, too.
Right.
Which one do you want to get? And she said,
it was between frogs, national parks, and weather.
Weather.
Yeah.
So, like,
storm, you know, like marches, thunderstorms, like
marches, a thunderstorm.
Tornadoes.
See, a thunderstorm wouldn't be very good for a calendar because thunder is more of, like, a audible thing.
Yeah, especially not in, you know, fucking, like, DeSoto, Missouri. The place that got destroyed by the tornado.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Joplin?
Yeah, that was Joplin, too.
So, like, what is this month's frog?
It looks pretty badass. It's like a...
It's a badass frog.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of South American, like, blue and black kind of frog. Looks like it's very poisonous.
Don't believe I've ever seen a blue and black frog before.
Well, you don't live in the Amazon, so no. Huh.
It's definitely some sort of tropical frog.
Can you, when you get home, can you take a picture of that frog and send it to me?
I absolutely can.
I want to see it. I want to see this blue and black frog you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Huh. I'll be damned. Guys, I mean, that's great and all. I appreciate it, you know, all that you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Keep going. Okay. We're listening.
No,
you don't appreciate anything like specifically.
No, that's it. I think that's.
Can you name one specific thing you're grateful about for today?
Not really. No. See, what happened was today I spent some time working on the Strange Label website.
How'd it go?
That always just grinds my gears because every time I mess with it, and then like I propose changes and stuff, and like. Everybody, look, there's a goddamn blue and black frog in the chat room. I'll be damned.
Does it look like what you thought it would?
Not really, no. No, I was picturing it to be more of like a solid color with like maybe like blue arms or something.
Does it look like it'd probably kill you if you
see,
ate
because
it?
What happens is we started the station, and it's almost a year. It is almost a year since we started this station.
Damn,
and,
already.
And we left Radio FUBAR as like this community, and we were like, oh, we're going to build something together. And then building something together just kind of became everybody just kind of doing their shows and like me.
I don't like the phrase "we left Radio FUBAR." When they close a halfway house and they kick out all the people who live there.
Yeah, they closed Radio FUBAR and we were all stranded. And we formed a thing to kind of, you know, but it was a community thing and everybody was all jazzed about it. And then a month or two in, it just kind of became, oh, Michael, just do everything. And
is there something wrong with that? Because I'm sure you really do like to do everything.
I don't. I
feel like that you do.
And so, like, I got all worked up today, and I was, like, talking to Travis about, like, you know, well, maybe we should just do our own thing and not do all this strange label nonsense, because it just seems so silly that I'm taking time to do all this stuff to try to, like, further a station that, like, nobody except me gives a shit about.
But why don't you make it more inclusive of everybody?
I feel like the listeners give a shit about it.
Constantly try to get other people involved, and, like, nobody gives a fuck. And I understand that other people have other lives and that their first priority is their own show, but I want my first priority to be the show, right?
Well, I think it is.
Yeah,
so I think
was the last time.
So
you updated,
and when I say
that,
nobody, I want to Chris Brake and John Rapp. They are always willing to help out, and they've never said no to anything. Actually, nobody's ever said no. They just don't do anything. But so, Chris Brake
sounds
and John
to
Rapp,
me like you need to start asking.
They've always been, you know, very helpful whenever I've asked anything of them. I think the thing that pisses me, and I hate to even give them attention, but the Not Safe for Water Coolers guys, they've made me into like Vince McMahon. Like I'm like this unheard from Vince McMahon character where like they're like the authorities trying to bring us down all the time, man, and like.
Which would be fine if they created the New World Order and brought us some fucking ratings.
Right.
Yeah, fuck that guy that also owns part of the radio station we're included in that we also own part of.
We had a community with 8 shows, and like people have been dropping off. The Lotus Cast closed their doors, and the Leroy and Earl, they took off, and like, so I'm sitting here and I'm trying to get stuff done, and like I'm throwing ideas out, and like, you know, I was putting out a thing about how fucking we should do something for our 1 year anniversary, and like nobody replies except Josh from Podcheese is like, yeah, I'll do it. And, oh, okay.
I think I had something snarky to say.
Yeah, you said something shitty. Travis is usually the worst one. So when I'm bitching to Travis too.
Why not instead of being passive aggressive and saying, hey, who wants to help? You say, hey, can pick somebody and then say, hey, like, we need some stuff done. You mind helping out with this? And I guararantee you they won't. But
then I'll
ask.
Have a valid excuse.
Yeah, you can't just put it out there like in a group chat and then be surprised nobody says anything. You need to talk directly to people and, you know, say, like, yo, you're good at this. Would you mind, you know, putting in a couple of minutes work on this once every so often, and actually engage people instead of just throwing it out there into the ether,
but
hoping,
like,
it sticks on somebody's ass.
But you suggested, like, hey, maybe you should recruit other shows and we could have more people, and then somebody might step up and want to help out. But who's going to recruit shows? I don't have time to recruit.
Nobody
shows.
Asked to come over? Nobody's ever
no!
said...
No! We got an email from a Doctor Who podcast a couple of weeks ago.
I believe that's Mr. Who.
Is it Mr. Who?
Mr. Who.
Yeah, it's
I
Mr.
think he's
Who.
working towards his doctorate.
Yeah. They sent me an email. They're like, hey, we got this Doctor Who podcast. You know, will you put it on your station? I checked. Like, they haven't done a show since November. Like, what are you bothering me for? Fuck off, Doctor Who show.
Well, maybe the show was in hiatus.
I was about to say, I feel like it's just now coming back.
Yeah,
you know, like seasons. TV shows have seasons.
Look,
so they take a couple months off.
Don't give a shit about your
seasons.
And
then they come back on.
Yeah, they probably went off the air when Doctor Who went off the air for their series. Actually,
Yeah. You take your Doctor Who podcast and stick it up your ass. But maybe I shouldn't be the guy.
No, you have horrible opinions of other people.
Maybe
yeah, you're more of a Shane McMahon instead of a Vince McMahon.
Maybe I'm the wrong guy to be doing all this stuff. Maybe somebody else should just take over.
You mean somebody else should be the leader?
You wouldn't care for that.
Yeah, he totally would not go for that at all.
What do you mean?
What we're trying to say is you're a micromanager and you want your little fingers on everything.
Yeah, but you're afraid to engage people. You should just engage people.
Maybe I should just keep doing it and just shut up.
How about instead of looking for volunteers?
I'm unhappy, I should voice my not being happy, right?
No, what you should do is...
No, you should bottle it up inside.
No, you should take your ball and go home.
You think maybe we should just do, like, our own thing?
You should engage people as if, you know, they all have an equal say and, you know, try to get them to do things willingly instead of you being passive-aggressive and yelling at people after the fact.
I'm not being passive-aggressive. I've tried to be very, like...
Sounds a hair passive-aggressive to me.
If you're in a group...
I've tried to be very rah-rah go team, and I send out things all the time asking, you know, hey, you know, I want this one thing. Can we do this? And it's just, it's ignored. Everything I do is ignored.
Mike,
he's not being passive-aggressive anymore.
Mike, there's a...
I think this is aggressive-aggressive, Napier.
No.
I think maybe we should do our own thing.
Mike, this is what you do. And this is
the 24-hour dick stream.
This works, and I promise you it works. I know it works because I've seen it work. Every time, there's no fail. When I was playing a game called World of Warcraft, if you would put out into like a chat, like, oh, where is, you know, such and such, or where is this guy at, nobody would respond because, you know, nobody really wants to be helpful. What they want to do is correct you. So when you say, where is this guy, you have a friend say, oh, well, he's over in that tavern, and you'll get 100 people lining up to correct that guy that wouldn't have said shit before. So what you do is put out some bad ideas and say, okay, on the 31st, we're doing this. And everybody who's going to look at...
I can't do the 31st.
Yeah, they'll say something like, no, that's a stupid fucking idea. Don't do that. Just do that. Like, they will help you on the back of
the
being condescending.
Is,
you're giving me weird, nightmarish flashbacks to my teenage years when my ex-stepdad would constantly bitch about me not helping him, but never actually asked me to help him with it.
Yeah. the people that are on Strange Label with us, the shows that we do, that we share this station with,
yeah,
are all our friends.
Yeah, they all are. They're our friends.
And I like all of them. But this endeavor... is slowly making me hate them.
Mike, they're your friends, not your employees.
I feel like if I continue to do it this way, I'm just slowly going to hate all of them.
Then you need to actively engage people and give them some kind of motivation. And positive motivation. I want to say that very clearly. This should be positive motivation. Inspire people. If you can't inspire...
You know what they call me? They call me Mr. Positivity.
No, they don't. Nobody's ever called you Mr. Positivity in your life. I guarantee you, nobody's ever said that.
I'm a positive guy.
I feel like in order for Mike to be truly happy with a network, that he has to start it based off of our thing, much like Chris Hardwick did when he created The Nerdist, and it then just started adding people... as he got bigger and bigger and bigger and stopped giving a shit so much about the actual website and network itself. And then it was just a bunch of comedians that kind of sustained the network for him.
You know what? You know what's a great motivator? Spite.
I just think I'm not very good at people in general.
No, you're not very good with
people.
And
so this was a failed experiment.
No, it's not a failed experiment. They just probably...
Bug.
Maybe the dick should just be an island.
The dicks can't be an island.
It's something to think about.
If we're going to do our own thing, I feel like you got to do more than one show a week.
Yeah, like some kind of bits like halfway through the week or something.
We do randomly do more than one show a week.
Yeah, randomly.
We have over 6 years of content. We have a back catalog that rivals many a great show that may do their own thing.
And once Drunk starts his pot travel blog on the website, that's more content.
Drunk's pot travelogue will be a huge hit, and I don't want to share it.
And we're going to advertise in the back of High Times.
What am I going to do? What am I going to put Drunk's Amazing Pot Adventures on the Strange Label website? No! It's mine!
Well, it's
and that's
Drunk's.
The way that everyone thinks. And so, why be part of a community that is only in it for themselves?
Well, Mike, you don't actively engage people. You throw things out to a group of people and then expect somebody in the group to help you without mentioning any names.
I prefer the marijuana logs.
Oh.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That's taken. That's been done.
I know.
Well, that's my mama.
Go see the Jungle Book this weekend.
Jungle Book!
You know it's over.
Well. Goodbye.
Gentlemen and ladies, listen to WFOD live Monday nights, 9-8 Central at strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes on WFODix.com. You can get a hold of us at Twitter at WFODShow. I'm not on there.
So how can people contact you on Twitter?
You can't. You can contact Mike, who will eventually contact me, and I will ignore him. You can find us on Facebook.
Can people, like, send you a letter or something?
They can send you one.
So they can send me a letter that I will hand off to you?
Yes.
So the only way people can contact you is through me.
Yes.
I am the gatekeeper to Napier.
That sounds like a terrible position to be in.
I know, right? What if they want to complain to you about me?
Why can't they complain to you about you?
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, somebody might want to say something behind my back.
Well, they can say it to me if they want.
Okay, yeah. Contact Travis if you can't talk to me about it. And then Travis will talk to Napier when we do the show, and I'm sitting right here. All in all, you can't talk to Napier unless you're first talking to me, right?
That's part of the charm is that you have to tune in to listen to Napier.
Mike, you're my agent in this.
Do you think that's why you're the favorite? Is because you're mysterious?
I'm just so unapproachable that it makes the panties drop.
So I'm just like out there.
I will say that if you pull back your presence, people do try to talk to you more.
Is that true?
It feels like it.
Yeah, like, who is this man of mystery?
So, if you want to contact me or Napier, you do it through our agent, Greg, who you can email wfodshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at wfodshow.
Don't forget, Greg has a voicemail at 636-487-HAM. That's 636-487-HAM. 4263. Tell Greg what you think of him. Dick Blood!
Rice and Ronnie's here to set the record straight about our product and our music. We've been cultivating our product in San Francisco for more years than you've been around. Alright, Hamburger Helper? Rice and Ronnie, taking dry foods to the next level. Bringing the bass and the treble. Dump out the box and wait 20. Got your whole fam? There'll be plenty. Trust us, we know what we're doing. Those other dry pastas be fooling. Hamburger Helper is fucking baloney. You know you gotta get that Rice-A-Roni. They call me Rice-A-Roni, bitch, that's right. I won't keep you up with diarrhea all night. Rice-A-Fucking-Roni, don't act like you don't know me. Rice-A-Fucking-Roni, go tell your homies. Burger Helper ain't got these varieties. Burger Helper ain't got fiber like these. Coming at you as a side or a full meal. Cheap as fuck, so you ain't gotta steal. San Francisco treat, giving you something to eat. You don't need to add the meat. Get the word out on the street. It takes twice as long for my side dish than your meal. That's how you know I serve the real deal. I'm out.